the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker. And tonight, I'm going to tell you, YouTube is hard. And it should be hard. It should not be easy. It should be difficult. Why? Because we're making videos that people want to watch with content that they hopefully want to watch. And I have taken so many YouTube courses. And I just want to tell you, all those courses that say YouTube is simple, YouTube is easy, or you can do YouTube in 5 easy steps, or you can do it in 10 easy steps. Those are all snake oil. Just going to tell you that flat out now. It's snake oil. And, you know, this book right here, this is actually a great book. You really should read this book if you're a YouTube content creator. Daryl Eve's book is great. But it's all focused on the algorithm. And in the end, it's not the algorithm that really puts you there. It's making great content. So let's talk about that. I'm going to talk about all the stuff I've done, all the different things I've learned in all these different courses. And just going to tell you, YouTube is not easy. It's not easy. Don't fall for the snake oil. And let's talk about ways that we can make YouTube easier. But it's still going to be hard. It's still going to take blood, sweat, and tears. And you are the magic. You are the secret sauce that makes your YouTube channel work. You absolutely are. It takes you and your content that you're making to make YouTube rock. And so let's look at it. I mean, YouTube is hard. Let's talk about why. All right, so here we go. As I like to say, going to the boards. YouTube is hard. Now, YouTube is hard. I am not complaining. I'm not. This is not a complaint channel. We're not going to complain about stuff. We're going to talk about truth. And we're going to talk about how you can overcome some of the biggest hurdles that make it hard already. It's YouTube feels like it's against you. Everybody says, it's that algorithm. It is not the algorithm. It is the content that you make. And we're going to talk about that. So here it is. YouTube is hard. So regardless of what this or that course may tell you, YouTube is hard. Every one of those courses should have in fine print. Your results may vary. Read the fine print on any class you take, and it should say that the results they are inferring can happen. They're not actually promises. They're not guaranteed. Your results may vary. And here's 6 steps. 6 steps to YouTube success. They're not easy. First one, amazing thumbnails. Duh. Yeah. Whenever I go look at my channel, hang on. Let's go here. And I'm going to make an adjustment on the fly here. This is what crazy people do when they're live. They make adjustments on the fly. But let's go to my channel. And when you go to it, hang on. Let's make it pretty. Your channel. So when people go to your channel, this right here is, think of it as a bookshelf. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. This is a bookshelf. People are looking here. What grabs their attention? What says, stop scrolling. Look at me. So, thumbnail, getting your thumbnail game to rock is vital. Absolutely vital to you getting success and getting seen on YouTube. And then next, you have to have amazing titles. Wow. Yes, they have to be amazing because that thumbnail, they're looking at it on a mobile device and that title's that other thing that looks kind of big. And so they see it and they say, oh, yeah, that looks interesting. That's interesting. And plus, you can't put a lot of words on your thumbnail because it absolutely just can't be seen on a mobile device. And with 70% of all YouTube views happening on a mobile device, you've got to make sure your thumbnail is viewable on a mobile device and that your description is attention grabbing. And then the first 3 sentences of your description need to be amazing to build momentum on the thumbnail and the title. So we're going to go into details. Don't worry. We're going to go into details, but they have to be amazing. And so that they get people, because that's that little under the fold, they call it, that little bit they can read underneath the title of your video. This is, oh, this video is about this, that, and the other. And then if it's recorded, it needs to have good video editing. The audio is the most important thing, because I have found people will watch horrible videos with great audio, but they will not watch a great video with horrible audio. So that's a good thing. And you must, here's the most important one, you must make videos that people want to watch. And this has been my challenge, making videos that you wanted to watch. I want to teach you things that I've learned along the way, share knowledge that I have. I've been doing IT, I've been doing technology for a long time. And so I just brain dump stuff to you slowly, one video at a time, and hope that you'll come watch it. And then last, never give up, never surrender. Bonus points in the chat if you know where that came from. Never give up, never surrender. That's right. All right. So this is the anatomy of a popular thumbnail. So 72% of your thumbnails, the popular thumbnails, contain human face. And on average, these thumbnails snagged 921,000 more views than thumbnails without. So people like to see your face in the thumbnail. And the, you know, they contain a title or explanatory text. Can't be a lot of words. I recommend three, four tops or less if you can do it. And then they've got to be colorful, attention getting, grab people's attention. Oh, well, let me look at that. That's very pastel. Let me look at that thumbnail. And then, you know, thumbnails featuring stills or photos of kind of action, those kind of pull people in. And then thumbnails with branding or logos in the lower corner, for some reason or another, they do pretty well. And then here's the other thing that's the kicker, is that thumbnails featuring sadness had the highest average view count. So I don't want to do sad videos, so I guess I'll never get there. But then those that show joy or humor, 1.5 million views, and then anger or fear, those are the lowest. So making an angry thumbnail doesn't bring people to your channel. You need to be joyful and let people see the joy that you have. Let people know that you're having a good time. And this is a roller coaster for me. I love every moment that I'm live and that you guys are on. And so here in just a minute, we're going to do shout outs. I want to talk to you guys and see how you guys are doing out there in the chat. I thank you all so much for being here. Okay. So then, you know, your thumbnail, how big does it need to be? So it needs to be high resolution, 16:9 ratio, at least 1280 by 720. You got to try to make as few words as possible in that thumbnail so people can read it on their mobile device. If it's too small to read on a mobile device, it's just a challenge. Are they going to read it? They're going to look at it. And then for your titles, so you can do up to 100 letters in your titles, but for some reason or another, 50 or less seems to be the sweet spot. And unfortunately, and I've watched a lot of YouTubers that say, it needs to be a little clickbaity. Yes, I know you're saying, what? No, that's not cool. Clickbait is not cool. And I agree with you. But if you deliver on the promise in the clickbait, then it's not really clickbait. But you're taking something that makes your title suspenseful, or as just a little drama or a little intrigue, and it takes a little bit of clickbaitiness to get that intrigue there so people want to know more. And then it's often suggested capitalize the first letter of each word in your title, and then capitalize power words, the words that you really want to grab someone's attention. So like, notice on the thumbnail I did tonight, hard was capitalized, and it's a power word. Wow, what's he saying here? And then keywords, and I've done videos about keyword search. We're not going to cover that tonight, but you know, go find keywords that match your niche, and we'll talk about niches later too. So, well, okay, we'll do some keyword talking here. So you do a keyword search to find out what's proper right now. If it's something that fits your niche, then it might make a good video topic. But for example, if your tech channel, then a video on fishing is probably not in your niche. And then numbers. Viewers love numbers. They love top 5 cool ideas or top 10 best ways to make videos. Give them numbers. They love numbers. You know, it's for some reason or other. Oops. It's killing music. So anyway. But yeah, they love numbers. And so it gets them to look and see what you got going on. So let's see who's out there. Let's see who's out there. So, Robin, I did see you first. I don't know who joined before you, but you were definitely the first one to comment. So, so thank you so much for coming by. But yeah, no, Robin, you're not second. You were first tonight. You had the first comment. So kudos to you. Hey, Sammy Superstar, how are you doing tonight? I saw you out there on India's stream as well. So thanks for coming by. And Jerry, hey, thanks. He's saying shout out to Hey Robin. Hello to Robin. And how you doing, sir? Subscribe to your channel, sir. I start watching your videos. I want to get good at woodworking one day, but I don't know when. After I master YouTube, maybe it's after that. So, and then Robin says, hi, Roy. Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for coming by. Hi, Sammy. Jay Brown, my best friend. That's cool. You guys are best friends? That's cool. Very cool. Yeah, bring all the friends out. Hello, Sammy. Mommy God. Hey, Mommy. Lala, how you doing tonight? Thank you so much for coming. And then this is great. I've never seen thumbnails unpacked this way. Yep. I will gladly share that graph with anybody. Share where I got that at. I heard clickbait is good. Yeah. If you do good clickbait or great clickbait. Yeah. The point being is that the clickbaitiness, you need to deliver. Do not do a video about ballet dancing and promise it's going to be on laser tag. I'm just saying, you know, amazing laser tag with ballet dancers, maybe. Okay. That way you're delivering on the promise. You have ballet dancers doing laser tag. I actually think that would be a pretty amazing video now that I think about it. I think laser tag ballerinas would be a great video. So anybody needs an idea, free idea, you can have that. Checked you out. Yeah. Lala says, hey, I checked you out. Let's subscribe. You're a crafter too. Yep. Lots of craft folks. Choosing the best difficult. The best title is difficult. I struggle with that always. It is so hard to come up with a great title. I've been working on this and trying to refine my game. And again, I've watched so many channels. I will suggest Channel Makers has a fantastic video that breaks down the whole process of doing titles. So somebody out there that's legit that delivers on what they promise, at least in the videos on YouTube, they do have a course. And he even says in the fine print, you know, your results may vary. So at least he's legit. And then kudos. Rob says, thank you, Mom, so much, Mommy God. And then, So anyway, yes. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. So let's go back to the boards. I've got more cool information to share with you. So there we go. All right. Descriptions. So there are 5,000 words available. You can do 5,000 letters in your description. It says 5,000 words, but it's actually letters. You can do up to 5,000 characters in your description. But the first three sentences are the most important. They're called like kind of above the fold. So when you're scrolling the screen, basically that place where you just kind of miss the rest of the text, that is below the fold, is where you're scrolling and you miss the text underneath because you're scrolling. So those first three sentences need to grab the viewer and reinforce the value proposition of what you are doing to grab attention. It needs to fit in line with your title or build on your thumbnail and kind of build up on that. And then hashtags. I know you're going to say hashtags. YouTube uses hashtags. Yes, you can have up to 15 hashtags in your description. However, the first three will show up above your title. So you need to find hashtags. First of all, I would find a hashtag that's you, because you can do searches on the hashtags. I've done some of my recorded videos. I've got a recorded video that talks about Google search secrets. And one of those is that you can search on hashtags and it makes it really easy to find stuff. So, for example, if you go to YouTube and do a search on hashtag Tech Troublemaker, you will find all my videos where I put the hashtag Tech Troublemaker. Makes it really easy to find. So if you have a topic, if you have niched down and you have this specific topic that you are the master at, then I would put that hashtag in every single time in your description so that people see that hashtag and click on it and know they're seeing videos about that topic that you're doing. So those first three hashtags show up right above the title. Yeah, they do. Very cool. So you want to go, I'll show you an example. Here is, we're not going to play this video, but right here, Tech Troublemaker live streaming branding. First three hashtags I put in my description show up right there. I could put more, 12 more, but only those three are going to show up in the description. So be aware of that. take advantage of that. Use that. So here, let me show you. So right here, those three hashtags that I put at the top of my description show up right above the title. So you need to use that to your advantage. What is your hashtag? What represents you? Put that as a hashtag in every single video you do to make it easy for people to find you. That's my big recommendation on that. All right, back to descriptions. Okay, and then tags. So yes, it's true that tags have lessened in importance, but YouTube says they don't do a lot. They don't have a lot of effect on search. But TubeBuddy and vidIQ make a huge big deal about tags, but they don't do as much for you anymore. Luckily, they have vidIQ and TubeBuddy do help you with creating tags. They make suggestions. I do think they still have some value, but they have very little. So don't stress a lot if you don't go out there and fill out in the 500 characters of tags. Put in some tags, though, that relate to your video, and go and look at, you know, if you're using some of those tools, some of them are free. We'll make suggestions on what the tags should be. And in case you're like, what are you talking about, tags? So we can go to my channel and hit one of mine. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Hopefully you know about tags, but if you don't, let's go look. All right, let's pick a video. Pick a video. Here we go. All right. Ta-da. Okay. So back to showing my screen. Okay, so here we go. You scroll all the way down. It's going to be this section right here, tags. So if you use tools like TubeBuddy or vidIQ, they make suggestions. So here are the suggestions, how to grow on YouTube. Grow on YouTube 2021. It doesn't make sense 2022 to me. How to grow your channel fast. That's kind of clickbaity, but, you know, I'm going to add those tags. But so those tags show up here, and you can have up to 500 characters. And so, yes, those tags have some merit, but they are not amazing. They don't do, like, miracles. So don't stress that much about tags. Okay? Next. All right. But they are pretty on Christmas presents. Just going to say. Just got to have it. All right. So here are YouTube growth strategies. Here's the thing that's interesting that I'm finding is that YouTube Shorts can bring attention to your channel and get you subscribers. So if you have TikTok dreams, take those TikTok dreams and use them in YouTube Shorts. Now, while YouTube Shorts work best to be entertaining and funny, it's my suggestion that you try to stay in your particular topic. So if you're crafting, maybe it's mishaps while you're crafting, not cutting fingers off or things like that. Don't run with scissors. Don't do stuff like that. That's just bad. But think about what you can do. Think of accents you may have while you're crafting. Those might make interesting little video shorts. And they get people to subscribe to your channel because they're looking for more shorts. Now, while you don't get any view time from those people clicking subscribe and watching your shorts, you do get subscribers. And if you're trying to monetize, that's a way to get people to subscribe to your channel, to get that 1,000 subscribers. There's people out there. Nika Stewart does fantastic TikTok videos. Took that formula, went to YouTube, and she got so many views on her shorts. She does fantastic shorts. She actually teaches a course on how to do amazing short videos. By the way, I recommend it. Really awesome. But the point being is that those shorts can draw traffic to your channel because people will watch the shorts and then subscribe because they want to see more shorts. But a subscriber is still a subscriber. Just saying. Next, like I said, number two, make sure that your shorts are close to what your niche is about. Oh, and niche down to your avatar. And this is where you're supposed to say. So niche, you know that thing they make with eggs? Oh no, that's quiche. That's quiche, not niche. Okay, niche. Find your niche or niche, whatever you, how you want to pronounce it. So definition, denoting products, services, or interest that appeal to a small, specialized section of the population, a comfortable or suitable position in life or employment, or in YouTube speak, that person your channel is for. Who is the person that you want to watch your channel? Who are you making videos for? That's a tough puzzle. That is a tough puzzle. And here's some tips to figure out how your channel's, right? ask your audience what they want to see from you. So, hey, you guys are watching right now. Leave it in the comments or in chat. What would you like me to make videos about that makes sense for me to do a video of? What is, you know, that guy does how-to videos. Oh, what is it you want me to do a how-to video about that you think I would make it entertaining and very knowledgeable for you? Then, you know, repurpose your popular content posts. So one thing I find is that I did a series on parallels. Well, I did 3 videos on parallels, and those absolutely blew up on my channel. So Parallels, by the way, is a virtualization product that you run on Mac OS to let you run other operating systems on Mac OS. And anyway, people love those videos. I literally get hundreds of views every month on those videos. They're some of the biggest videos on my channel. So, you know, what else could I do a video about? So if you have a video that's blowing up, then do a variation on that same theme. And, you know, because obviously people like to see you doing that. Study Reels or TikToks and YouTube Shorts for trends and ideas. Use search engine databases for new ideas. Use common video content types to get started. So these are just things you can do to kind of brainstorm your channel ideas. If you watch my content creation video that was last week, as I'll put, let's see, I always got to do this. Yes, see, yes. Okay, this corner, I'll put a link in the corner to that video. Me and featuring Liz, it was a great video that talks about how to brainstorm content ideas so that you can come up with ideas. When you get stumped, I'm like, I have no idea what to make a video about. We go in great detail about keyword search and other tools you can use. She had some great ideas. It was just amazing, the ideas that we came up with together. Just that this is how you come up with ideas for your channel. So, back to here. Okay. So, the person your channel is for is your avatar. That's interesting. I turned on green screen. Ooh, that's it. Trying to show my screen through the screen. Yeah, anyway. But anyway, so here's the interesting. I looked at my channel analytics, and based on that, the people that watch my channel between the ages of 25 and 44, it says 100% male. Here's strange. I go look at individual videos, and I see a lot of females watch my videos, but I don't understand why YouTube doesn't represent them and say, as a channel overall, this much percentage watch my channel. My best videos are my how-tos about tech topics, but do I narrow my focus down to something? And if so, what? So, yeah. Here's the creator's dilemma. I don't know what my channel should be about. I don't know what videos to make, and I don't know what people want to watch my videos. It's tough. It's a challenge. It's you know, perplexing. Like, what is the answer here? Let's see. I guess I checked out Scribe. Yeah, you're a crafter too. I think I slipped some here. Okay. So if you go over 15 hashtags, YouTube just ignores them. They're not clickable if you go over 15 hashtags. You can do every one of the hashtags you put will be clickable, but the first three are prominent at the top above your description. The others in your description will be clickable, but the 16th one will not be clickable. I literally played around with this, and it literally just turns into text. It's not hyperlinkable looking at the point when you do that. And Lala says no cutting your fingers. Yes, I don't want to cut my fingers either. I am an IT person, and so I need my fingers to type. I can type about 60 words per minute with no mistakes. I can type 100 words per minute with lots of mistakes. So I used to joke, I live like I type fast and with lots of mistakes. So, yeah, I got the numbers on subs. Getting up to those hours is tough. Yes, it is tough to get the view time. I am slowly getting there. It is such a challenge, and you guys are helping me right now by watching. I thank you for being here. Mommy says, hey, that she live streams my crafty streams, get me the watch hours. But Lala is amazing. She can do like a 2 or 3 hour video. And the other thing I'm finding is that there's not a lot of viewers at 9 o'clock at night. When I go look at my stats, they say I should be doing in the early morning, but I have this day job that's interrupting my YouTube career. And so And my bills say I should continue working. My family does too, but you know, they're supportive of my YouTube journey. Let's go back to the board here. Yeah. So, yeah. So the creator's dilemma is just those things. Now, how do you make a video people want to watch? I haven't solved this completely yet, but the videos and the courses I've taken say that you need B-roll to help. So you need things that shake things up. It's called pattern disruption, aka the 8 second rule. So the 8 second rule says every 8 seconds you should do something that changes up the scene so that people, oh, something changed. Oh, something changed. So people keep watching. If you do like I did in the early days and I'm just a talking head for 40 minutes, people are going to tune you out. But if you do something that changes the view up on the screen just a little bit, then that's pattern disruption. Changing scenes, having extra cameras, not required, but if you have it, like a webcam laying around, do 2 webcams. And one webcam is what you're doing the show on, or do it on your phone. Remember, start with whatever camera you have. So don't think I'm trying to sell you equipment here, because I ain't selling you nothing. I want you to do your best with what you have, because you can. But anyway, and 8 seconds seems too quick to me, but that's what they call it, the 8 second rule. And don't be boring. Don't make a video any longer than it has to be. So I find on my videos, if I go into great detail about a topic, people don't want it. They want a cookbook. They do not want to watch it bake. They want, I got to have eggs and I got to have flour. I'm making a cake. I got to have baking soda. I've got to have sugar. That's what they don't want to know. You know, then we wait 20 minutes. Oh, look, here's the cake rising in the oven. It's slowly rising. They don't want to see it. They don't. They need you to not show that, because they're not going to watch it. And it's like, for example, I went into great detail about how Parallels works. That's where people dropped off. I literally see the, as they call it, the hockey stick, where people are watching your video and then it all drops off. It's that hockey stick. It's like they don't want to see the detail. They just want, give me the answer now. That's what I want. So that's what we're doing, giving the answer. Well, back there, pattern disruption. See, changing patterns. All right, so I go live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd be so kind, if you have never subscribed to my channel, hit subscribe so you can get the word subscribed, and then hit that bell so anytime I go live, you'll get notified, and hit that like button if this is what you'd like. And that's my call to action, because that's the other thing. Every video you do, you need to give everybody a call to action. Now, granted, I have done wrong. I'm only supposed to give you one call to action. I have to say, go click the like button, or I have to say, hit the subscribe button, or I have to say, hit that bell. Now, people can only focus on doing one thing at a time sometimes, because, oh, well, that's easy enough. I can go hit that like button, or I can go hit that subscribe button. But if you ask them to do everything, it's overwhelming. It's too much pressure. I just got here. I'm just watching your video. Don't make me click that button. I just want one button. I'll click one button. Pick one. Tell me which one. And so that's the whole process there. That's the whole process. And so how do you get there? You know, anyway, Lala was talking about, yeah, you got to watch time and you just need to do a 24-hour marathon of your video, and hopefully people will watch and you'll get some watch time. And so I keep joking, people should go to my channel, pick one of my playlists that has the most videos, and just leave it playing before you go to bed. Okay? You want to help my watch time? That would help. Go find my channel, hit one of my playlists after when you get ready to go to bed, and just let it play. And so that'll help my watch time hours. That's what I do. So anyway, Robin. Wow, Robin says she has over 500 videos, so she has the hours. That's congratulations. That's fantastic. Jerry says, I'm low on watch hours. Yeah, I need to get back into longer videos and do some lives. Yes, you absolutely do. I don't know if it happens for you. My lives do okay, but my recordeds do amazing. I'm very pleased with that. And it tells me I need to do more lives. I know I need to do not more lives, but more recorded videos. And then she's talking about, I went to a different channel, finally got yours. Oh, okay. Yep, Jerry's woodworking products are awesome. Then says he took a break. And again, we talked about that this last week, Jerry. And yeah, you're doing awesome. Keep the momentum going. Definitely recommend that. And then crafters rule in the chat right now. Yes, everybody's out there's crafty people. I'm very happy to have you guys here. I need to do, Lala, you and I have been promising to do a video. I need to do a craft night on this channel. I need to figure out, but it's got to be an IT craft, you know, something technology based. So you and I need to figure out what that craft's going to be and have a craft night. You come on the show, Lala, and then when we do it. So, and then Robin says, I'm not a crafter. I'm multi-talented. I'm an enigma. So that's very cool. Very cool. And it's okay to go beyond the hashtags. Yeah, it's okay to go beyond 15 hashtags. The other hashtags won't be clickable. Will it make it spammy? Well, I think it will look spammy because you don't see a lot of hashtags on YouTube. That's probably why this is not Instagram. Instagram wants you to do as many hashtags you want. I don't know why. It used to be the magic number on Instagram used to be like 17 hashtags you would do on your lives. I'm like, well, that's weird. Yeah, 17 hashtags. That's a lot of hashtags. And so I don't recommend doing a lot of hashtags. I really don't. If it's going to benefit your viewers, then so be it. But I do recommend every single video, get those three. Those first three that show up above your title. What is it you want to be known for? You need a hashtag for that. That's just how it goes. All right. Anyway, all right, let's see. Da, da, da. And mommy says, I love that in Enigma. Yes. And then she says, I only put my hashtag now because I want to keep people on my channel. That's true. You do want to keep people on your channel. And then B-rolls, where do you get your B-rolls? So I go to a website called Pexels, PEXELS.com, and they do have free videos that you can use for B-roll. They do. They have video. They try to sell you video too, but Shutterstock, they try to sell you Shutterstock, but they make it clear which ones are absolutely free. And so I go out to Pexels.com and use it for B-roll. And then also another thing I do, and it's going to sound kind of strange, is that I will record video when I go places and just stockpile it. And I will store it in my Google Photos because Google Photos does a good job of indexing them. And so I'll do a search and look through my videos and take elements to use as B-roll for some of my videos as well. The whole point of B-roll is to get your face off the screen, put something else on, do a narration over it, just to keep something changing with the pattern disruption. Again, pattern disruption. So anyway, yeah, and that's what I use. yeah, thank you, Lala. Hit the like button, yep. And he said, people can only focus on one thing at a time. Yes, do not overload your viewers with too many calls to action. Ask them to do one thing. If they do that one thing, it's moving you forward. If you hit that like button, that moves the channel forward. If they hit the subscribe button, that moves the channel forward. And that means they want to see it. Yeah, we'll do that. There you go. Yep. And yeah, Don's out there, Wicked Smart Roy. I don't know about that, but yeah. Genius Creator, yeah. I mean, I see like the ocean waves and stuff. I go on a vacation, special vacations. Vacations and trips are an amazing way to get B-roll. I like to just video like the ocean waves for a bit. Maybe there's a ship passing by. I will do that. I'm going down the highway. I'm not driving, but I'm going down the highway. I will take my cell phone and record scenes I'm passing by. I will put the camera facing forward. I'll record cars. This is all stuff that you can use for B-roll, and you just have to think about, when can I use it? Now, if you are, yeah, my stream deck also landed on the delayed status, but I will get here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. The stream deck is really cool. I love mine. I use it all the time. But there's ways to get away without having to do the stream deck. I don't, and then Lala says, hey, Don. Yep. Now, if you can be really smart in planning your videos that you're going to record, you can plan out what your B-roll needs to be ahead of time, and then maybe you can go somewhere and film it. So one of my favorite channels is Film Booth. Ed at Film Booth tells amazing stories in telling you how to do something or how to achieve something. And so my goal is to get my recorded videos to that level that he is at because he's amazing. I want to tell you a story, keep you entertained, but in the end, I want you to learn something from my channel, or at least have a thought, and then, you know, tell me, hey, that was really good, or tell me, Roy, that was really bad. How can I get better? You know, what's the stuff I can do here? Robin also says hi to Don. And yeah, yep. Stream Deck is my favorite tech tool. I do regret buying the 15-button Stream Deck. I do wish I had the bigger one, but it never goes on sale, and so it'll be on my wish list and sit there until a magic thing happens. So that's it. That's the show for tonight. I want to thank everybody that came by tonight. Thank you so much. I hope you found this information useful. This is information that I have gotten from watching so many YouTube videos and taking courses from people who I will not name, but you know who they are. I've taken lots of their courses and learned lots of stuff. The problem for me is implementing that. I'm working on that. And then the other part for me is niching down or niching down. I don't know what my niche should be. See, I'm technology. I'm a technology person. I can do PCs. I can do Mac. I can do mobile devices. I can do, I'm really cool with tech. So I've done videos on how to fix things. I've done videos on different things. Mom says, you're doing great. A lot of that coming from you. I really appreciate that. I try to break down complicated things into stuff that people can understand. Hey, John, Coffee Tech, Coffee Talking Tech. How you doing, sir? And then, yeah, good stuff. See you next time. Good evening. Yep. And I'm podcasting. Hey, Walter, how you doing? Nice to see you. Walter and I did a show Saturday. I was on his show. It was fantastic. I was on there too, but Walter was amazing. So watch it for Walter and tolerate that I'm on his show. It was great. And then Lala's said, I'm podcasting multiple platforms because the stream you did on podcasting was deep. Yeah. I'm trying to get Walter podcasting now. I'll work on him. He's got a bunch of people working on Walter, trying to get him to do the live stream. Hey, Mommy says hi to John. Mommy says hi to Walter. So anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. You guys have a fantastic night, and I'm out of here.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. This is episode 10 of season 4, and this episode is YouTube is Hard. I hope you enjoyed it and you got some value out of it. Please feel to reach out to me on Twitter at TechTroubleMKR, because it wouldn't let me buy the vowels, or on Facebook at TechTroublemaker. I'm also on Instagram at TechTroublemaker. So any of those places you can reach me. If you want to see this live stream as it happens, every Tuesday night, I go live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And so we have a great time. As you can hear, a lot of friends show up. And so it's a great time. Thank you again for listening. Bye.